Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. This is a very important time on this planet and a very powerful time for all of us who are living here. The divine plan for this planet and all her life is unfolding step by step, and many celestial and planetary events are coming together in synchronicity to bring in some really powerful energy and light. The light of God is increasing on earth through the heartfelt invocations of awakening humanity, and changes are taking place at warp speed. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to assist all life on this planet. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings are to help all of us see the bigger picture in these sometimes very confusing times. With new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness to ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to these celestial messages and the guidance that I'll be sharing with you today, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am Presence, your true God Self, for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your facet of the divine plan. During this hour, we'll work together in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light, and your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am Presence and the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are, and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am Presence, the true God Self, of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on this planet. The power and might of this transfiguring divine love is forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of love is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this earth and all her life are now ascending on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. now in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we all offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, the governments, all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So be here now. Celestial and planetary events are unfolding in perfect synchronicity. This is a preparation for the unprecedented influx of light that is going to occur on the week of August 15th through 20th of this year. This facet of the divine plan is very complex and sometimes confusing, but it is unfolding in perfect divine order. It is important to note that what we see on the surface is just a minuscule fraction of what is actually taking place. I'd like to share with you some of these events so that we can see the bigger picture with more clarity. During the solstice on June 21st, 2009, our central sun, our physical sun, and our entire solar system experienced a quantum shift which resulted in raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of every particle and wave of life evolving within this system. This increased frequency of fifth-dimensional solar light activated the pre-encoded memories within humanity's RNA and DNA structures. These newly activated codes reflect the full potential of the divine masculine and the divine feminine within every human being. It is interesting to observe that whenever it is necessary for the masses of humanity to be involved with the divine plan on a more conscious level, something takes place in the outer world that draws the attention of people around the globe. These outer world events always empower whatever is needed the most at that time to help fulfill that particular facet of the divine plan. Humanity's focused attention creates a collective cup of consciousness through which the light of God flows and expands whatever is unfolding in the divine plan. On June 25th, 2009, outer world events took place that focused the attention of people around the world on two celebrities. First was the death of Farrah Fawcett. She was a courageous woman whose valiant fight against cancer inspired and uplifted the hearts and minds of people everywhere. In the face of all adversity, she was strong, determined, and very powerful. As the collective cup of humanity's consciousness focused on these divine qualities that she was emanating, which are aspects of the divine feminine that have often been suppressed, a powerful healing occurred within the feminine aspect of every person on earth. A few hours later, we learned of the shocking death of Michael Jackson. This event was far more complex and drew the attention of the world in very polarizing ways. Some people chose to focus solely on the destructive things that Michael had been accused of in his life. Others chose to focus solely on the iconic status that he had attained as the king of pop. The reality is that Michael's life reflected the best and both and the worst of both of these worlds. The negative things that he was accused of reflect the degradation of the fallen masculine within humanity. And the positive things he did in his life reflect the highest aspects of the divine masculine within humanity. Consequently, in this instance, the collective cup of humanity's consciousness held the full spectrum of masculine energies, both fallen and divine. This was a perfect reflection for the healing that needed to take place. On July 4th, a day that is dedicated to freedom and independence in the United States of America, a powerful influx of the violet flame bathed the earth. Through the unified efforts of Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame from the realms of illumined truth, as well as myriad light workers all over the world, the violet flame blazed through the collective cup of humanity's consciousness and transmuted as much of the surfacing energy associated with the fallen masculine as cosmic law would allow. Through the I Am presence of every person, a maximum degree of purging occurred within the hearts and minds of each one. This cleared the way for the amplification of the aspects of the divine masculine within every person. On July 7th, we experienced a full moon lunar eclipse. This was the first in a series of three eclipses that will take place. The second will be a new moon solar eclipse on July 22nd, and another full moon lunar eclipse that will take place on August 6th. Spiritual astrologers acknowledge that the effects of these eclipses will be profound and life-changing, both for humanity and the planet Earth. The planetary alignments that were associated with the July 7th eclipse empowered the manifestation of the divine masculine and greatly enhanced the masculine momentum of divine love. This is an aspect of the divine masculine that has been suppressed and abused for a very long time. For Michael Jackson's memorial service to be held in Los Angeles, California, on that day was both significant and profound. My family and I were in Los Angeles on July 7th. We were there to attend the 100th birthday party of our Aunt Marie. Our trip had been planned months in advance, but nothing is happening at this time by accident. As we watched the memorial service for Michael Jackson on television, we joined in consciousness with an estimated 1 billion people around the world who were also watching this event. The memorial service focused on the aspects of the divine masculine that Michael Jackson represented to so many millions of people. From the time he was a child, Michael's music and his unique dancing ability thrilled and unified the hearts of people all over the world. His albums broke all records and reached an all-time high for global sales. His compassion and genuine love for humanity is evident in his many good works. Michael Jackson is listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the celebrity who has donated the most money to charities. In 1992, Michael had a world tour that was titled after his album, Dangerous. This tour included 89 performances, and all of the proceeds from these performances were donated to charity. Michael's deep love and compassion for the suffering peoples of the world are reflected in both his actions and his music. His songs, We Are the World and Heal the World, reflect this truth. On July 7th, with an estimated 1 billion people focusing on what they loved most about Michael Jackson, a cup of humanity's collective consciousness was formed that enveloped the entire planet. Through the unified effort of embodied light workers and the entire company of heaven, the light of God expanded through every person's heart flame. During this global event, the love within the divine masculine and the power within the divine feminine were restored in every facet of life on earth. The divine masculine has always been associated with power, and the divine feminine has always been associated with love. What we are seeing now is the divine masculine's power being balanced with masculine divine love, and the divine feminine's love being balanced with the feminine divine power. This completes the preparation for the full integration of the I Am Presence within every person's heart flame. This is a moment we have been working toward for eons of time. On July 22nd, there will be a very powerful new moon solar eclipse. This is also the day that is celebrated in the outer world as Mary Magdalene's feast day. Mary Magdalene represents the love nature of Christ consciousness, and she has held this sacred space for the return and the balance of the divine feminine for millennia. On this day, during the solar eclipse, the newly empowered divine masculine and divine feminine within every man, woman, and child on earth will be raised into the highest frequencies of fifth-dimensional solar light that we can endure. This is the initial impulse of the transfiguration of the masses of humanity from fourth-dimensional carbon-based human beings into fifth-dimensional crystalline-based solar light beings. From that moment forth, humanity's creative faculties of thought and feeling will be greatly enhanced. Our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth will be amplified 1,000-fold. This critical event will occur in perfect divine order for the next phase of the divine plan. A global activity of light is being orchestrated by lightworkers and the Company of Heaven for July 28, 2009. This will be an event that will take place at 3:19 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and you can go into the computer for the global clock to find exactly how that calibrates to your time zone. This event will take place for 1 hour. It is the second phase of a powerful event that is titled Fire the Grid. The full details of this event are posted on the website www.firethegrid.com. I'd like to share with you now just a brief excerpt of the information that is posted on this website. And this is a quote. Fire the Grid is all about waking humanity up so that we become conscious individual cells of light. Each cell of light radiates not only itself, but for others as well. This is the second phase of Fire the Grid, and this is about using the power of I to unite once again to become we. We will once again draw the energy of the day through us and pass it onward to creation. This is the energy of pure potential, pure love, pure abundance, and pure creative ability. This is the united energy of millions of humans concentrating on one purpose for 1 hour as one united mind. During that hour, we will all sit in contemplation of the world that will be, the world that we are co-creating. This is an hour of earthly co-creation with the highest degree of pure intention. Use meditation, prayer, thought, music, intention, or any tool of your choosing to manifest the world we so desire into being. Imagine millions of humans sitting, taking a stand for something better, a world of equality, of balance, of harmony, and joy. We will gather for 1 hour and hold the vision of a world fed, a world of abundance for all, joyful experiences. This world holds pure potential for all humans. With this in mind, set about seeing in your mind what that world will look like. See green fields, beautiful clear rivers, and clean air. Now, see abundance for everyone. See people smiling, happy, well-fed, well-cared for. See humans sharing and cooperating with each other. What does it look like, you ask? Simply imagine it. Really see it in your mind. The imagination is the paintbrush of our creations. See it here during this very special energy time. See it here and dream it into being. We will collectively see it and dream it into being. Remember, you are not alone. There are millions of us intending this new world into place. Now, put details into your dream. See all of the beauty you desire. Add color and delight. The more detailed you dream, the more tangible we make our intention. See the people of the world living in harmony, not only with each other, but with the planet herself. See engineering taking a turn to work with nature for the betterment of both humanity and the Earth herself, working together for the betterment of all. See people all sharing in a plan to challenge the old ideas and to incorporate new, better, healthier ideas. The winds of change can be directed, and this is our opportunity to consciously choose that direction. It is the time of a great gathering, a uniting of minds to create a better way, a way without exclusion. We can change the world. It begins with our hearts and our minds. And that is the end of the quote. Once again, the website for this information is www.firethegrid, just like it sounds, firethegrid.com. This event will take place on July 28th, which is Tuesday, on a Tuesday, at 3:19 Pacific Daylight Time. After that event, on August 6th, we will experience the final eclipse of the series that we are now in the midst of. This will be a full moon lunar eclipse, and this eclipse will intensify all of the activities of light that have taken place since the solstice, and it will greatly empower the patterns of perfection for the new Earth that will be co-created by humanity during the Fire of the Grid event. This eclipse will pave the way for the monumental influx of light that is going to take place during the 22nd anniversary of harmonic convergence. That will be August 15th through the 20th of 2009. The Company of Heaven has assured us that the meltdown that is occurring on the global economy is a necessary step in that cleansing of humanity. And they have shared with us the greatest need of the hour. For eons of time, our monetary system has been used to manipulate, control, dominate, and abuse the peoples of the world. Now that the archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace have been anchored in the physical plane, everything that conflicts with those patterns of perfection is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light. There are people in positions of power around the planet who are scrambling to try and hold on to the old monetary system, which is crumbling before our very eyes. This obsolete paradigm was based on greed, selfishness, corruption, and the abuse of power. These behavior patterns cannot and will not be sustained within the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new earth. Too many people have awakened, and as a result of this monumental shift of consciousness, the light of God has reclaimed this earth. Fortunately, there are also people in positions of power who are very aware of what is taking place. These enlightened souls are co-creating a new monetary system. This system will be based on integrity, generosity, fairness, compassion, and the highest good for all concerned. It will rise out of the ashes of our obsolete monetary system that is crumbling away now, like a mighty phoenix. In order for the pain and suffering involved with the collapse of the old monetary system to be cleared and transmuted as quickly as possible, lightworkers are being called into action. Our unified efforts will allow this purging process to be accomplished much sooner than seems possible from outer appearances. I know that many experts believe the painful effects of the present purging of our global economy will take years to overcome. But the Company of Heaven has assured us that through the unified effort of embodied lightworkers, this process can be completed in the twinkling of an eye. Beloved ones, accomplishing this mighty feat is truly the greatest need of the hour. Once this facet of the divine plan is complete, the patterns of perfection for the new earth will easily expand through the hearts and minds of all humanity. This will enable our divine birthrights to be restored. Those birthrights are the perpetual flow of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. This was our covenant with God and what our Father Mother God promised us. In return, our part of the covenant was that we would use our gift of life to add to the light of the world. A divine plan has been set in motion to accomplish this vitally important mission. The Company of Heaven is invoking lightworkers around the world to come together both physically and in consciousness to fulfill this plan. If you are listening to these words today, your I Am presence is revealing to you that you have a part to play in this unfolding divine plan. Listen to your heart. Your I Am presence will guide you unerringly. Your part of the plan will be revealed to you. You will know in your heart of hearts how you can best add to the light of the world during this cosmic opportunity. When you respond to your heart's call, you will be God in action, and you will fulfill your part of the plan as quickly as possible by transmuting the surfacing negativity. Once again, know that if your I Am presence has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness, you have a part to play in this plan. Otherwise, you would not be knowing of this facet that is unfolding at this moment. The divine plan is complex, but is very important for each of us to participate in. In order to accomplish this facet of the divine plan, our Father, Mother, God, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are sending forth a clarion call to all embodied lightworkers. We are being asked to gather within the portal of the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of healing and transmutation on the earth. This portal of light is in Tucson, Arizona, and it is the location on the planet where the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation is projected from the core of creation into the center of the earth. From the heart of Mother Earth, this sacred fire expanded through the crystal grid system to bless all life. The flame of healing through the infinite power of transmutation is a resplendent emerald green flame with a violet radiance. It is the most powerful frequency of healing and transmutation on Earth, and it is the instrument through which humanity's surfacing miscreations will be transmuted into light at a greatly accelerated pace. The Company of Heaven is asking lightworkers from all over the world to gather within this portal of light to unite our heart flames. Together we will form a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to accomplish the most powerful healing and transmutation of humanity's miscreations ever to manifest in the history of time. It is critical that lightworkers from around the world be physically present in order to form this transformer. All of the lightworkers who have been prepared to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth will know who they are through the inner promptings of their heart. Listen to your heart and trust your inner guidance. Your light is urgently needed. Now, in addition to those who will be inspired to be physically present, there will be millions of light workers who will join in consciousness from points of light around the world. These light workers, wherever they are on the planet, will project the light flowing through their heart flames into the portal of light where the light workers are physically gathered in Tucson, Arizona. Thus, our unified collective efforts will expand 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Every light worker will be in his right and perfect place. It's important for us to know and understand that no facet of this divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we listen to our hearts and that we respond to whatever our individual I Am presence is guiding us to do. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present within the portal of healing through the power of infinite transmutation in Tucson, Arizona, then our I Am presence and the Company of Heaven will assist us in paving the way. This is true whether we need assistance with time, energy, or money to accomplish this facet of our divine missions. The vehicle that will be used for this gathering of lightworkers is the 23rd Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will take place August 15th through the 20th in 2009, during the 22nd anniversary of Harmonic Convergence. We will be gathering at the beautiful Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort in Tucson, Arizona. This exquisite resort exists within the heart of the portal of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. This is where this sacred flame, the emerald green light with a violet radiance, extends from the core of creation in the heart of our Father Mother God through the portal in Tucson into the core of purity in the center of the earth. From that location, it expands through the crystal grid system to bless all life. If you are feeling the heart call to participate or you would like more information, you can receive all of the information you need to participate in this cosmic opportunity on our website. And our website is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. Now, for this final portion of our meditation today, I would like for you to join with me as we raise the frequency of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies in preparation for the events that are unfolding for all of us at this time. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person, so that we will individually experience this activity of light. But know that simultaneously we are invoking this light on behalf of all humanity. The higher our frequency of vibration is during this important week in August, the more light we will be able to bring into the physical plane of Earth. So this is very important that from now until that time, we each work to raise the frequency of our vibrations. Every electron, every particle and subatomic particle and wave of life on this planet is being purified and raised in vibration during these powerful celestial and planetary events that are taking place. And when we consciously participate with this, when we invoke the light and meditate together and individually, we greatly enhance this process that's going on within each of us. So at an atomic, cellular level, do whatever you need to do to raise your vibrations. This can be accomplished by eating healthier food, lighter food, more raw, fresh food that has living life force in it, bringing joy and light and love into your life, listening to beautiful music, being with nature, reading inspirational things, meditating, contemplating, loving, sharing your light with the world. Whatever it is that fills you with joy raises your vibrations. So this is a time when we all need to pay attention to this and know that we are fulfilling a facet of the divine plan that we have each been prepared to accomplish for literally thousands of lifetimes. Now, if you will follow me through these visualizations with the full power of your attention, breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. I'm stating this in the first person, so we will each experience it individually, but we are doing it collectively on behalf of all humanity. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I breathe in deeply, and as I do, I go within to the divinity of my heart. From this focus of light, I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and all life evolving on this sweet earth. The illusion of separation is no longer part of my consciousness. With this inner knowing, I now decree to the precious electrons which comprise my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and also the earthly bodies of all humanity and every facet of life evolving on this earth. This is my decree to the precious electrons, intelligent life energy, being raised in vibration now into the highest possible frequency in alignment with cosmic law. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am, and through the full power of the threefold flame pulsating within my heart, I speak directly to the intelligence within every electron of precious life energy existing in my earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of every soul evolving on earth. Blessed electrons, through the power of God, I am. I command that the flame of purity in the central core of your being now expand, expand, and expand continuously and permanently. Through the power of God, I am. I direct the crystalline white flame of purity to remove any shadows cloaking the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Remove any shadows cloaking the electrons within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every man, woman, and child. And and remove any shadows cloaking the remaining electrons existing in the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of planet Earth and all her life. O sacred flame of purity, cast any shadows into the violet flame and transmute every rate of vibration which is discordant. Transmute every rate of vibration that is causing any form of limitation in my life or in the world. As the flame of purity quickens, the vibratory rate of each electron is increasing. I witness the cloak of darkness now being cast from every electron into a force field of the violet flame. Any shadows created by my past misuse of God's precious gift of life through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are instantly being transmuted by this radiant light. Through the grace of God, I am experiencing this very moment the blazing white light of purity expanding, expanding, and expanding within every electron on Earth. Anything causing limitation in my life or on the planet is being projected into the violet flame and can no longer exist. As the power of God, I am. I accept that this purification is being accomplished now, even as I call. Through the most intensified activity of the flame of purity ever known on Earth. I accept that this purification is victoriously accomplished now, to be maintained and eternally self-sustained through the power of my mighty I Am presence. I accept that the sacred flame of purity will daily and hourly intensify within the core of purity in every electron every time I focus on this pure divine light. I am the immaculate concept of my I Am presence, abiding within my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. I am the immaculate concept of my I Am presence, now abiding within my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. I am the immaculate concept of my I Am presence, now abiding within my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. And I am holding the sacred space until all life on this sweet earth is wholly ascended and free. And so it is, beloved I Am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Now, with the flame of purity expanding through every electron, I invoke a cosmic dispensation from my Father, Mother, God on behalf of these precious electrons, these precious particles of God's intelligent divine life. In the full power and authority of the presence of God, I am. I make this call to our Father, Mother, God, the celestial giver of all life, and to our Father, Mother, God, that reflect the divine love nature of the Holy Spirit. I invoke a cosmic dispensation that no longer may the electronic light substance of the universe be misqualified or imperfectly clothed by the sons and daughters of God. I invoke a cosmic dispensation wherein these precious electrons will be invulnerably charged with purity's flame in action, so that as they pass through humanity's earthly bodies, which are the open doors for the expressions of the electrons in the physical world, this electronic light will remain within an invincible armor of God's pure divine love, allowing them to emit perfection, but preventing none of the discord of the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity to change the vibratory action, color, or sound of the comforting presence of these precious electrons. I now contemplate for a moment what I have just decreed, and I begin to fathom the blessing humanity's heartfelt call to the precious flame of purity is for these electrons serving all life now in the physical world. I am realizing as never before that I have come to this planet to love life free, and through my concentrated efforts, so I shall. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now am raised into a higher level of divine awareness, and I realize the magnitude of the opportunity that is being presented to all humanity for the influx of light that will take place during the World Congress on Illumination, the sacred influx of light, August 15th through the 20th of this year, 2009. And I invoke lightworkers from all over the world to respond to their heart call and to participate in alignment with their highest good and their individual divine plans. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am, and through the power of the creative fire pulsating in every human heart, I invoke the entire company of heaven, the legions of God's will and divine order. Powers of light, powers of light, powers of light, come forth now. Blessed ones, envelop every man, woman, and child on earth in a force field of your divine consciousness. Raise all humanity into the remembrance of the vows they took in the heart of God to love this planet and all life free. Cut free, cut free, cut free any line of force that is interfering with this divine revelation. I invoke the mighty I Am presence of each person to now take command of their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and fill each soul with divine love, faith, courage, confidence, abundance, knowing, trust, illumined truth, humility, gratitude, and abounding joy. Allow each person to know the urgency of the hour and the need for his or her physical participation in the activity of light that will take place August 15th through the 20th in 2009, on the 22nd anniversary of Harmonic Convergence. Allow the truth of the opportunity at hand to resonate in each heart flame. Let each person perceive on a conscious level the glorious results this unification of light workers physically and in consciousness will have for all life evolving on this earth. Let the awareness of the untold blessings awaiting those who selflessly serve humanity be anchored in their feeling worlds. May the buoyant joy and the elation of such service also be experienced by each one. Legions of light, expand this activity daily and hourly until every light worker answers their heart's call and carries this blessed planet home. Except it done through the power of God, I am. Except it done through the power of God, I am. accept it done through the power of God, I am. Now, beloved presence of God, I am. Through the divinity blazing in every heart flame, I invoke the legions of light associated with the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. This emerald green flame with a violet radiance is the most powerful frequency of healing available in the fifth dimension. It transcends everything less than purity and vibrant health, and it is a force of healing for the new earth. Legions of light blaze forth the most intensified activity of this healing flame that cosmic law will allow. Project this sacred fire into the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy evolving on earth. Instantly transmute every frequency of vibration in any facet of life that conflicts with the immaculate concept of humanity's solar light bodies and the infinite perfection of the new earth. Increase this activity of healing light daily and hourly with every breath I take. Allow me to be the open door for the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. Allow me to be a force of healing for all life I come in contact with during my earthly sojourn. Magnetize into my sphere of influence every person, place, condition, or thing that I can assist in any way with God's healing light. Give me the opportunities to love all life free on this sweet earth. I am open. I am willing. I am receptive. I am grateful. I am God's healing flame in action on earth. As God's most holy name, I am, I am, I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I gently open my eyes and begin breathing normally and deeply. And now I just relax and absorb these divine energies into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Beloved ones, I want to share with you once again that we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose are dedicating our lives to making this information available from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. We are offering free seminars throughout the United States of America and freely sharing this information on a global scale through our website and this weekly online radio program, a free monthly email newsletter that you can sign up for by going to our website. And we also have documented the information from on high in our books, CDs, tapes, and DVDs, and a monthly publication that you can receive through the mail called Take Charge of Your Life. Our website address is eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. If you are not on our mailing list and you'd like to receive our free monthly emails, please go to the website and sign up. I want to thank you all with all of my heart for sharing this sacred time with me today. I'm very, very grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join us again next week for another global activity that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.